I wanted to set my phone for some seconds here. Not that I'm going to preach in seconds. You guys are probably going, oh, yay. Let me just do this for a minute here. Oop. Ange, I need your help today, hon. I need it for if I start preaching too long, go like this. Like, cut it off.
If I go like this.
Yeah, do that.
She doesn't preach long. She's got a very seriously good word tonight.
I really had like three different messages. One was on the integrity of the heart. One was on the blessing of Jabez. And then what happened is I started hearing about all these suicides. And the Lord said, I want you to preach on suicide. I said, how about, that timer just went off. Someone just now tried to commit suicide. Someone either succeeded or attempted it. Every 27.2 seconds, someone attempts suicide. Someone either succeeds or doesn't. It's not very much time. I just reset it. Watch how fast that goes. It's called, Angela said, what's the whole gist of your message? So I'm going to give you the gist of it right now. Don't do it. Again. I won't do it again because we would be doing that a lot. But anyway, just don't do it. Now, one of the things that the Lord showed me, and I was looking up stuff on it in the Word, and what I realized is how much it grieved His Spirit. It actually grieves the Spirit of God when someone commits suicide. Because people think that they're leaving this world behind with all its trouble and conflicts and everything, and they think it's a way of escape, when actually it's a way into eternity and into His presence with blood on your hands, your own. Can you imagine standing in front of the Lord with your own blood on your hands? Isn't that not grievous? So just don't do it. And if you know anyone, don't tell them, don't do it. Now, Brenda, I hate to tell you this, sweetie, but in your career, you're going to come in contact with it more than most. I have at least 7 times. Hanging, gunshot wounds, cutting the wrist, poisoning, all of that. None of it. The first time I saw Tommy, the Lord spoke to me, this young man, he was probably his age. He was in an organization affiliated with Jim Jones. You guys know Jim Jones? Kool-Aid guy. He held a press conference. During that press conference, he took a gun and shot himself in the head. They brought him into the emergency room where Sister Millie was. And I was left alone with that young man. They said, cut his suit off. We got to try. Then they said, start an IV. I said, someone's got to come in here and pump his heart. Do compressions so that I can get the blood back. Sad. The Lord was speaking to me then. He said, this is the deception of Satan to the greatest degree. So, Brenda, part of this is for you. Make it strong. One person kills himself every 11 minutes. over 47,500 per year in the United States. One suicide attempt every 26.6 seconds. I rounded it off to 28. That's a lot. That's a lot. We hear of it now. And a couple weeks ago, we heard of several. Suicide is wrong. It is sin. It is a denial and a rejection of God's good gift of life to you. I forgot to do something. Let me remedy that. This is out of the New King James Version. Can you take this up to the booth? Thank you, sweetie. What is suicide? Suicide is the act of intentionally causing one's own death. It is the act of someone taking his or her own life. It can be described as self-murder. And, of course, it's one of the Ten Commandments. Do not murder. Murder. It's one of the Ten Commandments. It stems from a deep emotional pain and distress and is often the result of feelings of hopelessness, isolation, or overwhelming stress that an individual finds unbearable. It can be influenced by mental health, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, personality disorders, substance abuse. And we think, when we think of the Bible, we think about one in particular suicide that we all know, Judas. But let me show you something. Seven suicides in the Bible. Abimelech. He asked his armor bearer to draw his sword and slay him, and he did. This is in Judges. Don't have to go there, 954. Samson, now they say Samson can be described as either a suicide or that he was a martyr, but it's in Judges 16:30. Saul fell on his sword, 1 Samuel 31:4. Saul's armor bearer fell on his sword, 1 Samuel 31:4. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this name right, but Ahithophel. His counsel was not taken by Absalom, and he put his house in order and then hung himself. 2 Samuel 17:23. Zimri, his city was taken. He went into his palace and burned it down with him in it. 1 Kings 16:18. Judas Iscariot, Matthew 27:5. People who wanted to die but did not. This is going to surprise you. Jonah. In Jonah 4:3, the Apostle Paul. In 2 Corinthians 1:8, Elijah. 1 Kings 19:4. Would you ever guess? I didn't. I didn't realize that there were that many suicides and attempts in the Bible. These men did not attempt at Jonah, Paul, or Elijah, but they considered. Death, a better alternative for a brief period of time when they were going through some stuff. Now, I never considered suicide, but when I was in a lot of pain with my back, I thought, surely heaven is better than this. And I would lay there and contemplate heaven, thinking about how good it must be to be out of pain. The first place I want to go to is 2 Corinthians 5:9. I have a lot of scriptures. I'm trying to cut down on them, folks. So that I don't have you going to all kinds of places. Okay. This is one of the things I try to remember daily, and it's hard. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to Him. If I can please God at some point, any time, any part of my day, that brings me great joy. I was telling Angela the other day, I said, I take great comfort in knowing that we don't have, that man isn't in charge of judging us, that God is. I take great comfort in that. Because man would have condemned a lot of these folks a long time ago. But never in the Bible does it say that you're going to go hell for what, because you didn't do something or you did do something. Because that's not it. It's the condition of your heart. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. The one thing that is really hard is if you could, for a moment, you know, we just sang that about the Lord and that He's a good, good Father. We got a lot of good fathers in this building right now. Angelo, because I know you, would you ever want one of your children to commit suicide?
No.
No. What does it do to your heart when you even think about that? It grieves your heart, and it grieves the Lord. If you think about it, it will bring you to tears, because that spirit of Him is in you. So if you can minister that to someone calls you and they're in trouble, don't ignore it. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. When you leave this life, you enter into the presence of the Lord. Christian and non-Christian are going to be judged. Christian or non-Christian are going to be judged. And think about that. Now, we know that you don't earn your way to heaven. It's a gift from God. You go there by saying, Jesus, You're Lord of my life. Forgive me of my sins. I ask Jesus into my life. You get there by faith. And acknowledging who Jesus Christ is. He's your Savior. The next place I want us to go to is Genesis 2:7. We don't often see ourselves as this, but we should. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into him the nostrils, the breath of life. God is a life giver. He's not a life taker. Breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living being. You were created in His image. You are His image bearer. You bear His image. When He looks at you, He should be able to see Jesus in you. He should see it in each one of us that are Christians. All right, knowing that, think about the time when Jesus was called into the wilderness and Satan took Him up on a high pinnacle. And he said, throw yourself down there. Your Father will send angels and you won't even dash your foot on the ground. He wanted him to commit suicide. So Satan himself is the author of death and suicide. He speaks to people, convincing them this is a better option. It is the biggest deception that there is. To take your own, what better way? He couldn't get Jesus to do it, but he gets his image bearers to do it. How sad. How sad. So keep in mind that you are an image bearer of the Lord God. Look at Matthew 27, 3 through 5. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? You see it to it. Then he threw his down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hung himself. He committed suicide. A lot of people think he committed suicide because he killed Jesus. And their concept of that is that he killed the Lord. Judas never thought of Jesus as his Lord, his Savior. He just thought that he killed innocent blood. And he felt bad about it. And he hung himself. He never had him in his heart as Lord and Savior. He never did. So he didn't. And there's one point where I believe it was Paul, said Judas is where he should be. And he was saying, in their language, that Judas was in hell. And the reason why he said that is because he never saw him as a Lord and Savior. He never did. Never accepted him. He just traveled around with him for a while, but never seen him for who he was, the Son of God. Now, let's look at Acts, and this is where it's at, Acts 1:18. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all the entrails gushed out. Not only did he hang himself, but he did it on a weak limb, and the limb broke, and he fell, and then he just busted open. We call that in medical terms, he eviscerated. Okay? So all his intestines and everything fell out. Then go in that same chapter, go to verse 24 and 25. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, 24 and 25. And they prayed and said, O Lord, who knows the hearts of all? See, he knows our hearts. And he knew Judas, that he was going to betray him from the very beginning. Show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas, by transgression, fell, that he might go to his own place. He was saying he's going to hell. Judas was going to hell, we need to choose someone else. Because God knows our hearts. He knows if we accept him as Lord and Savior or not. All right, now go to John 6, 63 and through 65. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning, who they were and who did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. So he knew from the very beginning. He knows our hearts and where we stand in that. And to say that you can judge someone is one of the wrongest things that you can do. It's up to God himself who can see into the heart of a man or a woman. The other person that I want us to look at is in Judges chapter 16, verses 28 through 30. This is Samson. Now, Samson had some problems. He liked women a whole lot. And it led him the wrong way lots of times. Then Samson called to the Lord, saying, "Oh, Lord God, remember." Notice he's saying, "Oh, Lord God." He's referring to him as Lord in capital letters. That's Yahweh, his covenant God. "Remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my eyes." And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which supported the temple, and he braced himself against them, and one on his right and the other on his left. Then Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the Lord and all the people who were in there. And so the dead that he killed at death were more than he had killed in his life. Hallelujah. Now the difference between Samson and Judas is Samson recognized that the Lord is who he is, that he is the Lord of his life, and that he could strengthen him, and he had faith. Now there's the key. When you die, do you die with faith in your heart? There's the key to it. If you don't have faith, it's impossible to please God. And you have to believe who Jesus is and that he's your Savior, that he's the Son of God. So that's the deciding factor, is the condition of your heart, not for us to judge, but for God himself. It's not that suicide is an answer. Far from it. It's one of the biggest insults to the Lord who gave you life and that he created you in his image that there could be. Instead, live your life for him. If you're not saved, get saved. It's real easy. Most of all, don't commit suicide, because you will stand before a holy God. Now, I know that this doesn't seem like it's very long, or that it, I hope it answered some of your questions, and that it gave you this thing in you that if someone comes to you, you can offer them the hope that there's a better way than that. Sweetie, can you get up and pray? I tried to cut the verses down. Did that work for you guys? Okay. Do you want this mic?
I don't need a mic, probably. You know, one thing that we were careful not to do is this. For us to say suicide, to commit suicide, it's not the unpardonable sin necessarily. We don't know. I'm sure every case is different, but we can tell you this. What we're trying to say is, please don't do that. And my wife felt this in her heart, because in the last couple, 3 weeks, we've had 3 or 4 young men commit suicide. And as I looked at it, I began to see that since 2019, since COVID, all over the world, people has chose that as a way out. And it's not a way out. It's a way into the presence of God. And what happens when you get there? I would be guesstimating if I said. I think some people it's not good. I think, you know, I don't know. But I think that's for it's for God to judge. And I can tell you this, every person that takes their life, even Judas Iscariot, that just breaks God's heart. He gave us life. And we should be knowing that. Now, I'll pray if anybody needs prayer for anything, or we can close the service. It's up to you. We don't preach people under the table, so to speak, here. Does anybody have anything that they want prayer for tonight? If you do, come on up here. Just come on up. If you don't want it bad enough to come up here, we talked about that in my last message. If you Brother Sam, come on up here with me.